tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, BMO Field. It's the Montreal Impact. Next week, we get our first home look at the new Los Angeles team. We can talk a bit about that, too. We welcome in defending MLS Cup champion head coach of Toronto FC, Greg Vanney. Great to have you on. How are you doing?
Thanks, guys. Good to be on. Everything's going well.
Yeah, well, this is, I mean, I don't need to tell you where it's all at. Do you tend to catch yourself even looking at other matchups? Like, there is drama here that wasn't there last year when you guys were so dominant in the regular season. I know you got to take care of your own business, Greg, but is it something where you are watching how other teams are trending, be it a Columbus, be it a Philadelphia? It's probably human nature that you can't not, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're right first, which is we have to take care of our own business and win our games that are in front of us. But yeah, I've looked at everybody's schedule, including ours, but everybody else's schedule who is sort of in this race for these, what I believe are final two spots in the East. I don't know if there's a whole lot to make of it. I know, you know, for example, Montreal plays a lot of Eastern Conference opponents. I think every one of them is an Eastern Conference opponent from here on out. They've got a couple games in hand. So this is a really important match tomorrow, obviously, and we play them again at the tail end of the season at their place, which could play into to being another important match. So I've seen all of it, but really it comes down to, as you said at the beginning, we put ourselves in position to win some of these games, and we need to see the games out and make sure that we win them. And we let a couple of points slide last week for sure.
How wore down does a team get? I mean, you go deep into the playoffs. Obviously, you made the finals the last 2 years, and you won the championship and the Canadian championship. You have divided attention, and you need a lot of game time for players in two very separate possibilities.
Yeah, we've had, you know, having come out of Champions League this year, our schedule was sort of reworked because of the amount of games that we've picked up. We're playing, I think it's 12 more games this year than we did last year. And so it's really kind of congested the schedule throughout. And our challenge is that we've hit these blocks of just multi-games. We just came out of 55 games in 15 days, which is and going across the country on at least one of those occasions. It's been a challenge physically for the guys to be able to recover, play. We've got a little bit of a smaller group this year in terms of our rotations. And so a lot of guys have had to play a lot of minutes. We've had to rely upon them. And while last year we were in a position, we were on the total opposite end of the spectrum as what we are now. We were trying to keep ourselves going because we wanted to win the supporter shield. We wanted to, you know, set the record for points. This year is a whole different level of concentration on the other side, which is we need to pick up every point. And so they were challenging in their separate ways, but for sure now we know, you know, our back's against the wall. We have 10 games. We believe we have to come up with at least 7 wins in those 10 games. That probably would get us right into the discussion. And it starts this weekend.
Probably weren't counting on DC United making a push either. I know when they signed Wayne Rooney, I'm like, okay, that's like Wayne can still play. That's patently obvious. But yeah, Not only has he scored goals, he had that incredible assist. Like they're an X factor in this playoff race. And I say that for you guys, but I'd say that for New England. I'd say that for Montreal and Philly. No one was counting on them being a factor in this a month ago.
Yeah, I mean, DC was interesting because they had a horrific schedule to start because of their stadium being built. So they played, I don't know, 13 games on the road or something to start off the season. And, to be fair to them, I thought they battled their road games really well. And if they could keep themselves in the hunt in any way and make some sort of a team move, that they would be a tough team down the stretch because now they have, you know, now they have 13 games or 12 games at home to finish the season. And that's always going to be it's a good thing for them, and it's going to be a challenge for teams that have to go in there and knock them off. But they're for sure one of the teams that's in the hunt right now. We do play them at their place down the stretch. So the more times that we can play against these teams that we're competing against for this, you know, these final spots, I think it's the better for us because then, you know, obviously we've got to go there and pick up the points and take them away from them.
Greg Vanney, head coach, Toronto FC, joining us. They're home against the Impact tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Quick trip out to Portland for Wednesday, and then home games on September 1st against LAFC. And then Zlatan Ibrahimovic and the LA Galaxy come in on September 15th. That's great, Saturday night, 7:30. How you looked against Vancouver in the Wednesday game? I would guess patently obvious That's how you reminded your supporters of how many games, a huge volume of games, you look that way last year. And I'm sure that was on your mind on that Wednesday night going, that's how we probably need to finish, to look to execute a lot of the rest of the way, right?
Yeah, I mean, we were very good on that night. We made it very difficult for them in many ways. And we need to perform like that. You know, I think in this league, not every game, especially some of these ones, like next week, we have a midweek game all the way across again in Portland. It's going to be a game where it probably won't be beautiful, but we have to be effective. And that's what we needed in San Jose. It wasn't the most beautiful game, but we were up 1-0 and we needed to be more professional and effective on how we finished the game off, because we have to take the points. But at home and in as many of these games as possible, yes, it needs to, you know, be better and ideal if it can look more like the Vancouver game. We've had some moments of that, you know, and a lot of that is about getting all the guys on the field together who have been in these big games together. That can help, because that's where a lot of our experience and quality, difference makers, things like that, come from, getting that group of guys or close to that group of guys on the field as much as possible.
And we wish you the best of luck during the regular season here and getting back into the playoffs. And I just wonder, I mean, having gone through it a couple of times, and you are Canadian champs again, is there anything that you've learned that's going to help you next year? It's something you could say to the league about the schedule that you've gone through this year, that is there an alternative?
Yeah, we have a ton of takeaways, and I mean, it's been an ongoing discussion throughout the course of the year, because clearly we've paid our price, a heavy price, for having a great run in Champions League. There's a lot of things that we've learned, from things we can do differently in preseason to helping work with the league on our schedule and creating a schedule that works for us. I think we were doing some assessments. We will have lost approximately 70 training sessions over the course of the season, as opposed to 2017, just because of the amount of travel, the amount of, and the training sessions are important for us, get things worked out on the field. So there's a lot of things that we can rework if we can get the schedule set up a little bit better for, between our home games and road games and various things like that, and spread it out a little bit better over the course of the year. But then there's also just some internal things that we can do better as we learn from this experience this year. No doubt about it, but that's, we wanted to get back into this tournament. It is something that, this Champions League is something that we are ambitious to try to still go win.
Gray Vanney, our guest, Toronto, Montreal, 8:00 on Saturday. I would say, and I know you're a forward thinking guy, but when I see Montreal coming in, I've been lucky to go to a lot of amazing things. I'm not sure, and I took my then 8-year-old son to the second leg of that Montreal series. You must just reflect on it. You must still have total strangers saying, I was there that night, or I watched it. Even if it's a quick intro to soccer for some, they've really never seen anything like it, and I have not been in too many physical atmospheres. Like, can you just take our listener back to that day and that night for about 40, and they score first for about 45 seconds. Tell us, like, what that night, it just seemed to change the whole trajectory of the franchise. Not that you weren't knocking on the door, but you're like, it just was incredible to be a part of.
Yeah, it was the second leg of Canadian Championship Final. Playoffs, right? And we had gone, we had two really interesting nights against Montreal. So, but we were down a goal even coming back for the second leg. And, you know, obviously you want to get off to a good start at home, and being down, you don't want to give up a goal. And sure enough, in the first 10 minutes, we managed to give away a goal. And so now we're really on the wrong side of this, this two leg affair, if you will, and so then the game just really opened up from, you know, minute 10 or 8. It started to really open up, because we had to push for goals, and then we were able to get two goals back, and then we were slightly in the lead, then they started pushing, and the game just was going back and forth the entire game, chances. I thought for us it was one of our most spirited sort of just let loose and go for it games that, you know, we've ever played in this franchise, I would say. And it just turned into one of the most exciting nights, if not the most exciting night that we had. I mean, outside of winning championships are always great nights, but it was edge of the seat stuff, and it went all the way down into extra time and a goal. I think Benoit Giroux with a header off of a cross from the left side that gave us the lead in the overtime. And I think people just were going crazy at that point. And again, it was, there are a few moments in the history of this franchise. One, that's one, and one was winning the Canadian Championship in Vancouver, which was our first title with this group of players that I think have really sort of set the franchise and set this team on a trajectory of being champions. And that night was one of them. And I think it also brought a lot of Canadian fans who were watching, because I think it was one of the highest watched soccer games in the history of the sport here. I think it brought a lot of people into this franchise and into the sport with that, just that introduction itself.
Well, go out and beat them again, Coach. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks, guys.